If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're listening to Molly and Hall. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Consolidated Communications wants to know, how do you internet? Staying connected with friends and family? Consolidated has the speeds and reliability to keep you in touch all day and night. With speeds up to 100 megabits per second, no data cap, a 30-day money-back guarantee, and a $200 credit to switch, what do you have to lose? Plans start at $41.95 a month. Visit consolidated.com/streamfast today for details. Consolidated Communications, connecting you better. Services not available in all areas. Terms and conditions apply.
You can now see if you qualify for a medical marijuana card through a telemedicine appointment. Innovative Wellness can help, and they take insurance. Schedule an online visit with them today. Visit InnovativeMMJ.com for more information. That's InnovativeMMJ.com.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I want winners.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And on the line is Radio.com sports betting insider Nick Kostos. Nick is brought to us by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Go sign up for BetRivers.com today. They will match your initial deposit up to $250 so that you can really win big on your first bet. And, of course, Nick joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning, Nick.
Molly and Hall, what's going on, guys? Good morning to you and, of course, the great people of Chicago on a glorious football Thursday. How we doing?
Well, I think we're all fired up because, given the number of injuries, given the injury reports that we're seeing around the NFL, I think that this means opportunity, right? I don't know if Vegas can respond as quickly as we can as a betting public.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. And I want to point to one game specifically here, and that is the Denver Broncos hosting Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think a lot of people are going to look at this game, Mike and Dave, and they're going to see, you know, Jeff Driscoll starting in place of Drew Locke. And they're going to think, oh, my God, like Tampa's coming to town. It's Tom Brady and company here. Bucks are going to roll in this game. Well, I don't know that that's the case here. Now, I think Tampa's going to win the game. Don't get me wrong, but this number's already sitting at one of the key numbers of 6, and I anticipate money on Tampa Bay coming in. Like, who's going to be lining up on Sunday to bet on Jeff Driscoll and the Denver Broncos as underdogs against Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? This line could see 7. It's going to get to 6.5 at the very least here. And here's the thing. I don't know how big of a downgrade Jeff Driscoll is from Drew Locke. Like, Drew Locke wasn't exactly setting the world on fire. Jeff Driscoll almost led the Broncos to an upset win in Pittsburgh last week when he came in for the injured Drew Locke. So that's one of the games I'm looking at right now where I think we may have an opportunity here not to win the game outright, but I get 6.5 points. I'll take the Denver Broncos in what should be a rock fight on Sunday with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
Nick, two of the best stories in week two, I thought, were Cam Newton and the Patriots doing, you know, obviously they come up short, but boy, Cam Newton is exciting and what he does for that offense, and also the Las Vegas Raiders. It seems odd to say, but now they match up against each other. Is that number higher than you thought it would be?
I think this is about right where it's sitting right now. Currently, it's 6 at the Bet Rivers Sportsbook here. The Patriots are the favorite. Total of 47.5. I actually kind of like the over a little bit in this game, over 47.5. This Raiders offense has been a lot better than expected thus far, and they're getting the ball out of Derek Carr's hand very quickly, which I think is obviously very good. And Cam Newton looks like a top 5, top 10 quarterback in the NFL again. So I think we could see some points in this game. As far as the spread is concerned, I lean towards the Raiders to cover this number because this Patriots offense and defense just might be bad. I mean, they were horrendous last Sunday night against the Seattle Seahawks. But this is probably a wait-and-see game for me as far as the spread is concerned. I want to see how this Patriots defense does against this Raiders offense. And I want to see how this Raiders offense does against the Bill Belichick defense here that's coming off a loss and smarting after getting lit on fire by Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. So stay away game for me, but I would probably go over the total and take the points with the Raiders if I had to do anything.
I was complaining to David this morning that tonight's game does not fire me up. I I just don't really have any great insight or desire to see what the Jets look like removed from being the Jets. And I guess Miami could change quarterbacks and I'd be interested, but only just a little bit. What about you? Do you have a betting interest in this? Is this one you run from, or do you have an opinion?
Well, Molly, I actually think, you know, there's a difference between bad football and good bad football. I think tonight we're going to get good bad football in Jacksonville between the Jaguars and the Dolphins. No, seriously, I mean, the over-under in this game is 49. Like, we're going to see some points in this game. And it's two exciting quarterbacks with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Gardner Minshew, maybe turn the ball over a little bit. But I think we're going to see some offensive fireworks in this game. And the total has moved 5 points from the open, sitting at 49 right now at the Bet River Sportsbook. I like the Miami Dolphins in this game, guys, getting 3 points on the road in Jacksonville. And we're going to have to monitor this injury report a little bit because DJ Chark, Jacksonville's best wide receiver. Now, Miami's top corner, Byron Jones, is going to miss this game. So in theory, you would think, all right, that's an area where the Jaguars could attack. Well, if DJ Chark's not there, I think that's actually a big deal for this Dolphins defense. So Chark is questionable right now, did not practice yesterday on Wednesday. So we'll see his availability tonight. But I think that strengthens the case for the Dolphins, who I think are a flat-out better team than the Jaguars. So getting 3 points, I'll take that. And a player prop that I like for tonight over at the Bet River Sportsbook, guys, Mike Gesicki, the Dolphins' third-year tight end, finally starting to emerge and show that promise that made him a second-round pick out of Penn State. Tight ends week one against the Jaguars for Indianapolis. Jack Doyle and Mo Alie-Cox combined for 79 yards. Last week, Jonnu Smith, 4 catches, 84 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the Titans against the Jaguars. And Gesicki, like I said, starting to emerge. He's basically a big slot receiver, super athletic. 49.5 was his over-under yards total last night at Bet Rivers. I think Gesicki really gets past that here. I think he scores as well. So that's my player prop for tonight, Mike Gesicki, over receiving yards, Dolphins and the Jaguars.
That's great info, Nick. Now, okay, speaking of injury reports, we learned yesterday Julio Jones did not. He's got a hamstring issue with the Falcons. How might his availability affect the line on Bears-Falcons?
Well, I would say this, guys. It's not just a Julio Jones injury with his hamstring that could affect this. Caleb McGarry, starting offensive tackle for the Falcons, he's doubtful. He's probably going to miss this game. This is a loaded injury report. Tack McKinley, Dante Fowler, Kazee, Jake Matthews is questionable. Julio is obviously questionable. So there are a lot of players for this Falcons team that are banged up right now. And there are times when I come on with these guys on Thursday, and I hate to kind of like waffle a little bit or couch what I say, but like we do need to kind of wait to see what the injury report's going to look like here. So I'll say this. If the Falcons are fully healthy, I like Atlanta in this game against the Bears. And I've been picking the Bears the last couple of weeks here, not trying to get on the bad side of the people in Chicago here, obviously. But it's a desperate 0-2 team, a Bears team that's 2-0 and good on them, but inflated a little bit based on the Lions' cornerback injuries in the fourth quarter week one, and then facing, you know, my hapless, pathetic New York football Giants last week and still almost managed to lose that game and not cover the spread. So I lean towards the fact, guys, but this number's come down a full point. The Falcons were 4 a couple days ago. Now they're just laying 3. I think that's because of all these injuries. So we kind of have to wait and see what the injury report's going to look like. If the Falcons are going to be good to go here, I like the Falcons laying 3.5 even against the Bears. But if not, I think there's probably a case to be made for Chicago. But I can't give you a definitive pick on this game, guys, until we know what the injuries are going to look like. And that may not happen until, you know, Friday night into Saturday.
What is there a lock for you this week? Is there anything that jumps out to the point where you say that's one I'm definitely betting?
Yeah, I actually think, guys, this week is tough. You know, we did very well on You Better You Bet, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the radio.com app Monday through Friday. And then myself and Danny Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, countdown to kickoff. Like, we've had a great first couple weeks on the show. I don't feel as good about the board this week. I feel like it's a lot tougher this week. Like, I loved the Cowboys earlier in the week as a 5-point underdog on the road in Seattle, but these cornerback injuries now for Dallas. Adobe Awuzie is doubtful. Trevon Diggs didn't practice yesterday, so Seattle might score 1,000,000 points in this game now. Dallas might score like 999,000. We'll see. The over in that game currently sitting 55.5, but I have to back off how strong I felt about the Cowboys until we see what this injury report looks like. So instead, for my favorite bet of the week, guys, let's go to Sunday Night Football, to the Big Easy, where the New Orleans Saints are currently sitting right now as 3-point favorites at home over Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Great matchup in the NFC. New Orleans -3 at the Bet River Sportsbook. I like the New Orleans Saints guys, and I think we're getting a bit of a discount here with New Orleans. No one is going to want to bet this team after what we saw on Monday Night Football, the outright loss in Las Vegas to the Raiders. You know, the narrative, and, you know, I'm one of the people that's been writing it, you know, is that Drew Brees could potentially be washed up, and that may very well be the case. But I think the Saints, again, as a three-point favorite here, I think that's almost a bet we have to make. Packers have looked great the first 2 weeks, but consider the competition. Week one against a Vikings team that looks like it could be among the worst in the National Football League, facing a Lions team last week with a clueless head coach and a banged-up secondary. So Rodgers has obviously looked great. Step up in class this week, guys, against the Saints defense. If I can get three, and I can, and so can you, right now at the Bet River Sportsbook, the New Orleans Saints laying three, Sunday Night Football, my favorite pick of the week.
Nick, before we let you go, what team do you look at? And their profile has changed in 2 weeks, and you may be looking at them differently than you did maybe before the season started.
Oh, that's a great question. I would say, you know, it's the Philadelphia Eagles probably here. You know, I wasn't super high on the Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals. I'll give you two. So the Eagles and the Cardinals. I expected the Cardinals would be better than last year, which is not like, you know, like a stunning take. I feel like a lot of people expected that. You know, Joe Ostrowski, you know, one of our coworkers at RDC Sports and also with you guys, 670 The Score, bet Kyler Murray to win NFL MVP. So a lot of people really like the Cardinals heading into the year. But I don't know if, like, we expected the Cardinals to be kind of this good and look this impressive thus far into the season. Now, 5.5-point favorites at home against the Lions on Sunday. I kind of like Detroit if they can get Kenny Golladay back if he unlocks that offense. But the Cardinals have been super impressive. And if you guys take a look at their schedule, the Cardinals are going to start 5-0. Like, I think they're going to win on Sunday, and they're going to start 5-0, and they're going to be a real contender in the NFC West and in the NFC. And then we've got the Philadelphia Eagles, who I was not super high on coming into the year. I like the Cowboys in the division, but, I mean, this has been a very bad start to the season for Carson Wentz and company. It is a get-right spot for the Eagles on Sunday, 5.5-point home favorites against the Bengals. That line has actually moved towards Cincinnati. I don't understand that, guys. Unless, like, Carson Wentz is actually bad, I think the Eagles should roll on Sunday and take care of Joe Burrow and the Bengals. So I do like the Eagles in that game. Those are two teams that I look at where the Eagles, worse than expected, Cardinals, better than expected. I mean, and I guess the Vikings are really bad, but I thought that was going to be the case coming into the year.
Nick, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, Nick.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you and, of course, and all the great people in Chicago this weekend, minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
All righty. That was Radio.com sports betting insider Nick Costos. Nick was brought to us by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. And again, go sign up for BetRivers.com today. They'll match your initial deposit up to $250. You got to be 21 and you've got to be in Illinois or Indiana. New users only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. All righty, we're going to get an opportunity to talk to Dan Bernstein. I'm sure he's going to make us feel better about all of our baseball thoughts. He's going to talk us off the ledge. It's just how he rolls.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that one.
Yeah. We'll do that next. Mully and Haw on The Score.
This hour is brought to you by Innovative Ketamine. Visit InnovativeKetamine.com.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
This morning, I ran across something with Mully and Haw. I listen to them every morning, as you do, and they have Mike Florio on. This is what he said about his conversation with Mitch.
When I've interviewed him in the past, man, that guy sounds a lot like Rob Gronkowski, and not in a good way. It was different this time. This is a guy who is maturing. Now is the time I got to grow up.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Radio.com sports station.
Download the DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up. Pick any team during week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only at DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's all sports all the time. Go to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers Illinois app from the App Store and start wagering. Check out all the Thursday night football specials. Did you have Minshew mania like some people I know? Well, there's no cure for it. Bet at least $25 on the Jags to cover the spread, and you'll get $5 in free bets for every TD that Minshew throws. Or maybe you're feeling Fitzmagic. Bet at least $25 on Miami and take the points, and you'll get $5 in free bets for each TD that that Fitzpatrick throws. Who's going to win tonight? You are. That's the only certainty. Get your bets in at Bet River Sportsbook and root for a breakdown in the secondary. Make your bets before the game starts. Download the app, bet online with BetRivers.com, or watch the game in their sportsbook at Rivers Casino. It's spectacular. Your hometown sportsbook. And let me tell you something. I think that I think I'm going with the Jags. I really do think that's what I'm going to do here. Download the Bet Rivers app at the App Store or go to BetRivers.com now. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/today.
Quarantine, a problem? Not for me, because it's great staying in and having cocktails with my drink maker by DrinkWorks, my best friend in quarantine. It's like having your own private bartender at home. You can have a quality cocktail at the push of a button. It's so convenient. You choose your drink, and under a minute, you'll have a perfectly chilled cocktail or mixed drink. Each drink includes premium spirits and mixers delivered precisely every time, and there's always a great variety to choose from. I never get tired of bellying up to my drink maker. It feels like a treat every time I use it. I feel like Clooney having a coffee, only instead of a nice espresso, I'm enjoying a very rich and full cocktail. I love to make an old-fashioned with my drink maker. They are perfect every time. I like to dress up and have a cocktail party, even if no one else is invited. The drink maker is already a great deal, but I've talked them into an amazing offer for our listeners because I love it. I know you're going to love it too. And for a limited time, receive a $75 rebate when you add drinks to your order. You're going to need the drinks. Plus, they'll throw in free shipping. It's the best deal they're offering, and it's for a limited time, so don't wait. Just go to drinkworks.com. That's DRINKWORKS.com for the DrinkWorks home bar, the $75 rebate and free shipping. Offer valid on orders with the home bar and drink purchases of $60 or more. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
Hi, Lucy from Texas here. With more of our time spent at home, it was inevitable that our dishwasher stopped working. Luckily, I'm a member of American Home Shield. I went online to request service, and then a qualified local contractor came out to fix the problem. It didn't matter that my dishwasher was over 10 years old, because American Home Shield covers parts of up to 21 home systems and appliances, regardless of age. If they can't repair your covered item, they'll replace it. American Home Shield helps cover what my home insurance doesn't. They have over 45 years of experience providing members like me with a plan to help protect my budget and keep my home running smoothly, which is why I recommend American Home Shield to my friends and family. Join today and get $50 off any of their flexible plans. Just visit ahs.com/radio. Join today and get $50 off any plan. Visit ahs.com/radio. ahs.com/radio. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
This segment is brought to you by Valparaiso University. The satisfaction that comes with living to your full potential is immeasurable. It's a quality of life that Valparaiso University graduates enjoy every day. At Valpo, your full potential receives our total commitment. Visit valpo.edu to request information, apply, or schedule a visit.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
If a child can't read by third grade, they're four times less likely to graduate high school. 61% of low-income families have zero books at home. We all want to be the helpers. If you give a child a book, you give them a chance. Give a child a book today at ifyougiveabook.com.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a two-hour in-depth discussion with Katy Perry, Jon Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Luke Combs, members of TLC, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing to share their thoughts. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace.